Alex Higgins we're talking about next. Yes. In the week that would have seen his 70th birthday, family of the late snooker legend Alex Higgins have supported calls for a statue to be erected in his memory. The former world champion died in 2010. Who would pay for this? Belfast City Councillor, perhaps? Belfast City Council, perhaps? Let's speak to Jim Rogers, who is a Belfast City Councillor and the former mayor. Would you support this, Jim?
Well, Stephen, I've always felt that something should have been done in Alex's memory. He was a smashing snooker player. He had his problems, like many people, unfortunately. But nevertheless, he was a world champion. He coached a lot of young people, not just in Belfast, Northern Ireland, but throughout the British Isles. He gave his time free. I'm not so sure if the council could actually afford putting up a sculpture.
Why not?
Or a statue. But I think...
Did the council not buy the balls in the falls?
No, they didn't.
Who bought that?
That was to do with the central government.
All right, okay.
They played their part, but nevertheless...
Well, we contributed some money. That big ball.
I don't think any money was contributed
okay.
by the council. But nevertheless, I do feel that something should be done. If Alec Higgins had been born anywhere else, I have absolutely no doubt that something would have been put there in his honour. I can recall attending his funeral service in St. Anne's Cathedral. The church was packed to capacity. The crowds were lining Donegal Street, and he got a wonderful send-off. And I know his sister has been fighting long and hard over the last number of years to try and get recognition for him, and I certainly would support that.
And, you know, Alex Higgins, I met Alex a few times. I interviewed him for the Nolan Live television show, Jim. He was a controversial character.
Absolutely.
To say the least.
I also had the pleasure of meeting him on a number of occasions. He liked his alcohol. He loved his gambling. Whenever he was drunk, he was quite nasty and ignorant. But in sobriety, he was a really nice guy and a helpful individual. And it was very, very sad whenever he passed away.
Jim, thanks very much indeed, sir. Thank you. Morning to you. Fionnuala Meredith and Andrew McVeigh here with us this morning. Fionnuala and Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, morning. What do you think, Fionnuala? Does Alex Higgins deserve a statue?
No, he doesn't. I just heard Jim say that he was a smashing snooker player, and he was. Nobody doubts his talent. But he also smashed the jaw of his girlfriend with a hairdryer. I mean, let's just talk about the reality here. He assaulted a prostitute. He was convicted of assaulting a 14-year-old boy. And there were all sorts of other issues that, you know, most of us know about. So I don't think that we should be venerating someone who was capable of doing those things. Because if you raise a statue to someone, you're putting them on a pedestal, effectively. You know, you're saying that we respect, we honour, we admire this person. Now, it's perfectly possible to admire the talent, which was definitely there in bucket loads. But I don't think, in an age where, I mean, look at the domestic violence stats that we have right now in Northern Ireland. They've never been worse. During last year, there were 31,008 domestic abuse incidents recorded by the police. So are we going to put a statue up to a man who smashed the jaw of his girlfriend with a hairdryer? I don't think so.
Fionnuala? Sorry, Andrea.
Yes. Well, I mean, that sounds harsh, and obviously nobody would disagree with that aspect of Fionnuala's argument. But I think in Belfast, we can accept people for what they are, for their flaws, and celebrate their talent. And alcoholism is a disease that he suffered from. And we don't stop loving or liking people's talent or liking people themselves because they had a disease. And I think that the things he did for Northern Ireland, and like George Best, he was a very flawed person, but they both had an amazing talent. They put Belfast on the map, not just in terms of snooker, but in popular culture. And they really did bring so much joy to people. And I remember the 1982 final against Ray Reardon, when he won at the end, he called down his wife and his daughter from the audience, and he was crying, and grown men in the audience were crying. 1982 was the year during the Troubles. 30 people died as a result of the Troubles in 1982. And I remember that time. And if you met anybody from outside Northern Ireland and they asked you what it was like, all they asked you about was the troubles. And the thing about George Best and Alex Higgins were that these were incredibly, incredibly talented people who give you something else to talk about that wasn't the troubles, who did inspire people because of their talent. And Alex Higgins wrote an incredible autobiography in 2007 with a great title called From the Eye of the Hurricane. And it's a really good read because you learn about the man. He went up and down England on trains and on buses, getting paid pennies to do all these matches. And, he really worked hard. He had an incredible God-given talent, but he really did work hard. And, you know, I think
all of that is perfect.
Yeah, but I think Belfast people
are incredibly
lonely.
Oh, come on, you talked for a while. Please let me respond.
I hadn't finished.
Hold on. We don't need to fall out with each other.
If you let me finish my sentence.
All right.
I was going to say, I think that Belfast people are very, very loyal, and he was one of us.
Okay.
And because he was one of us, he deserves to be honoured and remembered.
All right, your turn, Fionnuala.
Okay, I think there's a real problem in minimising and diminishing and toning down what sportsmen like George Best and Alex Higgins have actually done. I mean, I can't disagree with a lot of what Andrea said there about his incredible talent and the joy that he brought to people. That's all true. But you don't venerate someone who abuses women, I think. And I think a society that wants to diminish that and sort of tone it down and say, yes, but he was so talented. Yes, he did these terrible things when he had a drink in him. But, you know, we've got to honour his talent and so on. I think that's a society.
I don't think she's toning it down. She's putting it in the context of Alex was suffering from an alcoholic disease.
He had alcoholism. That's not having a drink.
I'm aware. Yes, I know. But Jim Rogers was talking earlier about how he was not very nice when he had a drink. There's the language that's sometimes used by people in this society and elsewhere, where it is about toning it down, because it's saying, well, yes, okay, he had a problem. You know, yes, he was an alcoholic, but he had this talent. And I'm saying, no, sorry, I don't think you should be putting someone on a pedestal when they smashed the jaw of their girlfriend with a hairdryer.
Let's see what we think at home. Shirley and Enniskillen. We'll start off in County Fermanagh first. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Stephen. Good to speak.
Good to speak to you too. What do you think, Shirley?
Yeah, well, I think Alex Higgins, he had such a flair. He was the Robin Hood of snooker, and he put snooker on the map. And I think so there should be a statue put up towards him.
And you've heard it discussed this morning of some of the things that Alex did in his life.
Oh, I did. I knew that. But
so why put a statue up?
Alcohol is a disease, and he probably couldn't help that. And
that's letting him off the hook, isn't it? That's letting him off the hook, I think.
On saying that, George Best did his bad. And he is an airport.
I oppose that as well.
Yeah.
Shirley, thank you. John in Belfast.
Why make fish of one and flesh of the other?
Thank you, Shirley. Morning, John.
Alec Higgins getting a statue? No, I don't think so. Because, as I said, Alec Higgins at the moment is lying cold in his grave. There are people at the moment lying cold in a doorway. I would rather look up for people that are still breathing. Because statues, the only thing that benefits a statue is the pigeon, and he doesn't show too much respect for it. Alex Higgins may have been very well been one of the greatest snooker players we ever lived, but certainly was not a role model by any stretch of the imagination.
And Helen and Ahali. Morning, Helen.
Hello.
Morning.
Alex Higgins is a great man. Georgie Best was a great man. Alex Higgins may have abused people or beat women or whatever. So was Georgie Best. He left his son in such a confused state. The cricketer nowadays doesn't know who he is half times.
Well, now, hold on a minute. Callum is a young man in his own right who we shouldn't be talking about without him being on to defend himself, and Callum's doing quite well. So let's talk about the story today, which is Alex Higgins.
Alex deserves a statue, just like George Best names over the airport. Plus, George Best had a new liver. Alex Higgins, okay, didn't have that chance. Yes, I understand that. But all I'm saying is, he deserves a statue, and so does Georgie Best.
Why does he deserve it?
Well, he was the guy that started all this snooker thing. Comedy was brilliant. Snooker would have been boring without him. So boring without him. Same as Georgie Best, good football player. He done well too, but I just think Alex has tipped him. In my view, Alex deserves a statue.
Fionnuala?
I just don't understand how you can describe someone as a great man when he hit women, hit boys.
George Best.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't describe him as a great man either. How could you describe either of them as great men?
In their sport,
but you call them great men.
Yes.
But they're not. They're not because they were flawed, damaged people. And they did terrible things in their time, and therefore I don't think it's a good idea to raise a statue to them or name an airport after them.
We all need help.
Have you ever assaulted someone? Have you ever smashed someone's jaw?
Well, I would have. I wouldn't have done that. But you must praise them too. They did get help. They did try.
That's nothing.
Their job has nothing to do with that.
I know, but it does, because if you're raising a statue to someone, if you're saying, putting someone on a pedestal saying, this man was a great man. No, but you're saying it's a great man. You can't just say, oh, it's just for sport. You're saying that person was great. That person was a role model. That person was the flower of our society.
He was a role model for the sport. Just like Muhammad Ali, just like George Best.
But that's the thing, you can't separate it off. That was all part of the one.
Okay, Fionnuala? Sorry, Andrea.
Yeah, Fionnuala, I was going to say, it's not necessarily that he was a great man, but that he did great things. And by your argument, there would be no statues to anyone. I mean, everybody...
Oh, that's rubbish,
God.
Andrea. No statues to anyone. Come on.
Well, what about Winston Churchill in Parliament Square? There's a fantastic statue of Winston Churchill outside the Houses of Parliament. Look at all the debate there's been about Churchill recently. Was he a great leader? Was he racist? Was he a white supremacist, which is actually what people are saying now? So should we tear down statues because we find out things retrospectively?
We're talking about erecting a statue, which is quite different from tearing them down.
We're talking about raising a statue now. We're not talking about statues that already exist.
Well,
you're talking about great men. And people who have done great things.
There's all sorts of debates to be had about whether we should keep historic statues because we might have some issues with the people that are being commemorated. What we're talking about today is whether we should now, today, put up a statue to someone who's been described as a great man who actually assaults women.
Well, perhaps nobody's a great man. Absolutely nobody's a great person. Everybody is flawed. So in that case, do we go through everybody's history to see if they have any flaws that might prevent us from
doing that?
I wouldn't say he's a great man, but he did great things.
Here's Robert in Belfast.
Celebrated.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. I remember Alec Higgins, known as a hurricane, as a genius in sport, not what he'd done outside sport. My point here is you've got the George Best Hotel's going to open up this year. And there's a statue on top of the George Best Hotel and Donegal Square South looking over the City Hall. And you've got the George Best Hotel. And my honest opinion here, I don't think it's right that the family have to get them on and ask for a statue of George Best. I think City Council should have done this a long time ago.
And you've heard the arguments today from Fionnuala Meredith, Robert, about for a man who didn't treat others well when he was drunk, why are we celebrating that man? Why are we putting a statue up for him?
Well, my point here is I remember Hurricane Higgins and what he done in snooker, playing snooker as a sport. He was a genius and he entertained people even through the dark days of the Troubles here. He won his first world championship in 1972 and a second one in 1982. And my point is, once again, I remember Hurricane Higgins as a genius in sport. Ask Ronnie O'Sullivan and all the famous snooker players of the day, and they tell you who made televised snooker? The Hurricane Higgins. So once again, what Hurricane Higgins done in sport and what he done outside sport are two different things. And my point is,
no,
there should be a statue for him.
Joe in Belfast. Morning, Joe.
All right, Stephen.
Morning.
It's just a wee story about Higgie. I was up at Drumbow, the Greyhound track, on Saturday night with my wife and my son, my youngest son. We're on our way out, and I seen him at the bar. But I had acknowledged somebody that I would see them the next day up in Falls Road. And he says to me, "Excuse me, fella, are you going to the west part of the city here, mate? You wouldn't give us a lift over, would you? I'm going to the West Belfast Social Club." He was going to play a bit of snooker and have a few drinks. But he was in a bad way. It was maybe about 8 months or so before he died. But I got him in the car, and he lit up one of these funny fags, as they call them. But he was allowed to smoke them because his throat, had cancer of throat. And he said to my wife, "You don't mind if I smoke this, Mary?" She says, "Go ahead."
What do you mean a funny fag? Was this an e-cigarette?
No, you know, they can smoke marijuana when you have throat cancer. They can do that. Well, he lit it up in the car, and he acknowledged my wife and my son. I didn't mind him. I was giving him a bit of a relief. But we brought him over because he spent a lot of time in Falls Road near the end of his life.
Did
Ollie
he?
Higgins.
I didn't know
Believe
that.
It or not, that's where he spent most of his time. And we let him up at the garage, and he says to me, "You wouldn't get a nice lolly when you're in there, kid." He says, "Just from the throat." And I got him it. And he wrote a wee thing for my son on the thing, saying, "Alex Higgins." But when he got through the gate to the West Club, I got into the car, and my son said to me, "Daddy, is that really Alex Higgins?" He says, "It is, son. Yes, long hot cancer, right?" But to cut a long story short, Stephen, there's an airport built with George Best. There's a statue for Bobby Moore. All these people, right? Let's recognise Higgins and the contacts that he brought snooker from a born game on a black and white TV to the world stage. He done it. And if you take into consideration what he achieved in snooker, let's all just say, look, even if you want to come on the Falls Road and put a, like I said, the Donegal Sabbath Club, put a statue to Pat Jennings, I don't have a problem with it. I don't see people's problems. All they want to do in life is recognise the bad things that people done. We know what to do.
Well, I think Fionnuala Mairead at this point, Joe, is that let's not forget about the bad things that someone does if they're doing that on other vulnerable people. And if you hit a woman, you know, that's a vulnerable person being beaten.
That's an absolute disgrace. But at the same time, look, we're looking on this as on a sporting aspect. You know, don't build it outside a snooker club in Belfast. Put it where people play snooker. And where snooker men can go in and out, just like Bobby Moose is right outside Wembley. And like Bobby was a good fella, but he had his weaknesses too, Nick.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
Kevin. Morning, Kevin.
Hello, Stephen. I was just listening to the programme talking about Alec. I mean, he was a great sportsman. The man was a genius, as he's been called. And I mean, for to bring up his private life, what's that? They do be a great sportsman. I mean, these people, I don't know, they get on their white horses.
It's got everything to do with a great sportsman, both how you behave in the world, both on and off the sporting pitch.
But we're looking at his sports life. You know, you can't keep it. If we all had a go, we were sons planting our forehead, there might be too many people walking about. You know, we've all flaws, but these perfect people don't seem to have a life. You know, Alex Higgins had a disease. It's well known, alcoholism is a disease. The man was sick. But by that, he couldn't have him.
Kevin, thank you.